Welcome to the Shenyun Review, brought to you by the SOH Network. I'm Craig Richter. Today I'll be bringing you a selection of audience comments from recent Shenyun performances from around the world. The Regent Theatre is in the heart of Melbourne, Australia, and central to almost everything in the city centre. As you climb the stairs and enter the foyer with its marble and brass staircases, balconies and painted ceiling depicting knightly scenes in armour, you become aware of the luxury and regality of the building you have just entered. The theatre seats 2,162 people on a lower and top floor, as well as stalls along the theatre's sides. The roof is a marvel, with no less than 11 chandeliers surrounding one very large chandelier in a finely sculpted dome ceiling. All this makes for a very fitting venue for the Shenyun Performing Arts Company. Our first interview is with Charles DeLong, an opera singer. Charles felt as if taken to another world by the Shenyun performance.
These people are marvellous. They're taking me to another dimension. It must have taken a tremendous amount, hours upon hours of rehearsing. And before the rehearsal even took place, I said to myself, they must have auditioned endless amounts of people because I tried to differentiate between those that were on stage. The dancers were all the same height. They were the same build. The costumes all look the same on everybody, and everyone, in my opinion, looked like a principal dancer. So, and that's the reason why I thought of myself, wow, they've taken me to another world. I've been to many, many shows and having sung some operas myself. The combination and the orchestration, fantastic, because the combination of the Eastern instruments and the Western instruments. I said to myself, what a marvellous combination.
Next, we speak with Laura Anderson, chairman of the L'Oreal Melbourne Fashion Festival. Laura thought Shenyun was about spirituality and beauty.
Oh, the costumes, they were magnificent. I absolutely loved the colour. It was so beautiful. It was, you can tell the love and the respect and the respect for the history, the respect for the culture, but the passion that goes with it. And the athleticism, the beautiful dance, the music. I love the combination of East and West, and yeah, just even showing some of the instruments. The dancers were incredibly fluid in their movements, but very athletic and very, very beautiful. And one of the things that I did say, aside from the absolute beauty and the dance and the music, was just the key messages, and I thought that it was a really important thing to understand and to learn. So my takeaway of it was all about spirituality, it was about beauty, it was about one with nature, it was about embracing the past, but still celebrating the future and the present. So,
finally, we speak with Rod Dalglish, General Manager of Variety, the children's charity. Rod said Shenyun was an absolutely brilliant show.
I'd never seen anything like it before. It was an absolutely brilliant show. The costumes, the movement, the coordination of all the dancers was just unbelievable. You know, it's something that when you don't see another culture before and you experience it the first time, you're absolutely amazed at everything that happens. And there just wasn't one person that was out of place in their movement throughout the whole show. The orchestra absolutely were fantastic and made it a really great spectacle. And the people that did the singing and that lady that played the instrument, I don't know what the instrument was called, but she was just absolutely amazing. To see the history of what that's happened in the past in China was, you know, a real experience and something you sort of now take away and think very differently of how the Chinese have developed over the years. It was very beautiful. I just was amazed by the costumes and the colours in the costumes, and obviously they have some meaning in the Chinese culture, and they were just amazing the way the whole thing was projected. It was very, very good, and I particularly liked the pieces at the back where the dancers seemed to fly into the stage. It was very well managed the way that was done. Well, I'd encourage them to come and see it for themselves. It's something that you really can't explain as well as you would like to. I think it's really a visual thing, and for people to really understand it, they need to see it.
The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of the Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit www.shenyunperformingarts.org. That's S-H-E-N-Y-U-N performingarts.org. Craig Richter for the SOH Network.